With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The search is on for two American troops in Morocco.
The United States African Command says two U.S. service members who took part in annual multinational military exercises are missing in southwestern Morocco. The Moroccan military says they went missing around 9 p.m. Saturday, and the U.S., Morocco, and other countries have launched a search and rescue operation. AFRICOM says the war games exercises began in April in Tunisia and were also in Ghana and Senegal before Morocco, where they're scheduled to wrap up soon. AFRICOM says they've involved active duty members of different branches of the U.S. military and would not say what unit or branch the missing service members belong to. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump announcing Project Freedom to help the ships leave the Strait of Hormuz beginning Monday morning. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
President Trump says the project aims to assist neutral and innocent countries affected by the Iran war. Iran has rejected it. Mr. Trump also says ongoing discussions with Iran could lead to positive outcomes. Meantime, a cargo ship near the strait was attacked by a small craft early Sunday, according to British military. Iran denies the attack, saying a ship was stopped for a documents check.
Federal authorities are investigating after United Airlines passenger jet struck a light pole on the New Jersey Turnpike while landing at Newark Liberty International Airport. FAA says the incident occurred Sunday afternoon as the 767 was landing on a flight from Italy. Pentagon reaching deals with seven tech companies to use their artificial intelligence in its classified computer networks that allow the military to tap into AI-powered capabilities. This is SRN. Well, young Americans weighing in when it comes to marriage and family. Here's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds 78% of Generation Z and 73% of millennials say they want to get married someday, but not today. Despite their aspirations, young adults are getting married later and later in life, or not at all. The survey also reveals most young people do not connect marriage with child rearing. A majority see no reason to have kids after getting married, nor do they see a problem with having children without marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Judge in Wyoming blocking a new state law that bans abortions beyond the earliest stages of pregnancy, while a lawsuit challenging the provision moves ahead. It is the first court ruling affecting the legal status of abortion in Wyoming since the state Supreme Court struck down sweeping abortion and abortion pill bans in January. This is SRN News. As the 9/11 25-year mark approaches, the nonprofit group Tunnel to Towers taking a piece of the World Trade Center steel all across America. Laura Winters reports.
The CEO of Tunnel to Towers, Frank Siller, says this tour is all about educating the next generation and those 25 and under who were not alive during the terrorist attack. The 16,000-pound steel beam from the South Tower of the World Trade Center will be driven on a truck across the country from New York City with stops at American landmarks, including Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, the Space Center in Houston, and the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Laura Winters reporting.
Investigation continues in a case of suspected hantavirus outbreak on a cruise ship in the Atlantic. Now, the World Health Organization says three people have died. At least three others are very ill. More details at srnnews.com.